As they passed the sept, he heard voices raised in song. Some men want whores on the eve of battle, and some want guards. John wondered who felt better afterwards. The sept tempted him no more than the brothel. His own guards kept their temples in the wild places, where the weirwood spread their bone-white branches. The seven have no power beyond the wall, he thought, but my guards will be waiting. Outside the armory, Sir Andrew Tarth was working with some raw recruits. They'd come in last night with Conwy, one of the wandering crows who roam the Seven Kingdoms, collecting men for the wall. This new crop consisted of a grey beard leaning on the staff, two blond boys with the look of brothers, a foppish youth in soiled satin, a raggy man with a club foot, and some grinning loon who must have fancied himself a warrior. Sir Andrew was showing him the error of that presumption. He was a gentler master at arms than Sir Alistair Thorne had been, but his lessons would still raise bruises. Sam winced at every blow, but John Snow watched the swordplay closely.
"What you make of them, Snow?"
Donald Noy stood in the door of his armory, bare-chested under a leather apron, the stump of his left arm uncovered for once.